Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn. Hey friends, this is Dr. Lonnie Stewart with today's Teach Me Something Tuesday. I'm hoping this reaches the ears of someone who either hasn't heard it or who may be in a place to consider this quote once again. I recently heard Brené Brown in a recording on social media quote Theodore Roosevelt from a speech he gave at the Sorbonne in Paris on April 23, 1910. Now, if you're a healthcare student, if you're a faculty member, particularly a student or a faculty member who was learning and teaching through the pandemic, if you're in a terminal degree program while holding down a job and raising a family, if you're in the midst of being challenged, this is for you. It's not the critic who counts. Not the person who points out how the strong person stumbles or whether the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the person who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there's no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends their self in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if they fail, at least fails while daring greatly, so that their place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Now, if you're the one in the ring, first of all, pretty soon you're going to be on the other side of this. And when you are, you will be forever changed just because you completed the hard thing. But that's hard to see in the midst of doing the hard thing because critics and opinions and expectations surround you, the worst of which are probably our own expectations. While we're in the ring, we're vulnerable. But if you are in the ring, stick with it. Because once you are done, no one will be able to take that experience from you, and you have gained a special power of perspective and knowledge that will propel you into the next chapter, next subchapter of your life, perhaps bringing others along because of your new skill. Wield that achievement like a sword, because there are critics everywhere. But the doers are the ones changing society one achievement at a time, small or large, placing their thumbprint on the world. You are making a mark, and your place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.